Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Mountain plant pulled back from the brink. Robin's cinquefoil, a rare plant that was on the brink of extinction just a few years ago, has more than tripled its numbers in the past two decades. The tiny alpine plant was removed from the federal list of threatened and endangered plants recently, making it an even rarer success story for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Robin's cinquefoil is a small, almost stemless perennial that measures 2 to 4 centimeters in diameter. The plant produces yellow flowers for about 3 weeks starting in early July. A member of the rose family, Robin's cinquefoil is also called the dwarf cinquefoil. It occurs only in the alpine zone of the White Mountain National Forest in New Hampshire. Prior to receiving Endangered Species Act protection in 1980, the known main population of Robin's cinquefoil numbered only 3,700 plants. Today, the population totals more than 14,000. This successful dramatic recovery of Robin's cinquefoil is an example of the power of federal-private partnerships to benefit imperiled plants, fish, and wildlife, said Dr. Mamie Parker, regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the Northeast. The plant's recovery was aided by the conservation efforts of a partnership of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Forest Service, the Appalachian Mountain Club, and the New England Wildflower Society, Parker noted. The White Mountain National Forest is committing to protecting this small plant's habitat. The Appalachian Mountain Club is committing to managing habitat and monitoring the population, and the New England Wildflower Society is committed to successfully propagating plants for reintroduction, Parker said. All were vital to Robin's cinquefoil recovery. Robin's cinquefoil was threatened by plant collectors and disturbance from hikers along the Appalachian Trail. In 1983, the White Mountain National Forest and the Appalachian Mountain Club rerouted the trail away from the species' critical habitat and built an enclosure to protect the primary population. To meet the objectives of the recovery plan for Robin's cinquefoil, the Appalachian Mountain Club undertook the tasks of trail location, public education, biological research, seed collection, and overseeing the transplant efforts in the field. With plants provided by the New England Wildflower Society, biologists from all the partner agencies and organizations reintroduced 2 additional populations to suitable habitat in the national forest. It's not unusual for the Appalachian Mountain Club to participate in mountain rescues that involve lost or injured hikers, said Dr. Kenneth Kimball, director of research for the 93,000-member Appalachian Mountain Club. In this rare, unusual case, AMC contributed 22 years of research and public education to help rescue this very rare alpine plant from human impacts, an effort that meshes perfectly with our mission of promoting the enjoyment, appreciation, and conservation of the mountain environment. Although the New England Wildflower Society has been propagating endangered plant species for decades, the collaboration between the organizations was a real key to the success of this project, said Bill Brumback, director of conservation for the New England Wildflower Society. The techniques learned during the project will continue to be highly applicable for other mountain species. Although Endangered Species Act protection has been removed, Robin's cinquefoil will be protected in perpetuity thanks to an agreement between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the White Mountain National Forest. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will also monitor the cinquefoil status for at least 5 years to ensure that any unexpected population declines can be addressed. Thanks to our partnership with the Appalachian Mountain Club, the Forest Service, and the New England Wildflower Society, 2 new populations have been successfully reproduced, said Parker. The species no longer is threatened with extinction. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-